Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And the next couple of segments, we're going to talk with guests from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We'll do it a couple of different folks per segment. And we're talking this time with Ryan McKee, Recreation Supervisor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Molly Mayberry, Recreation Coordinator. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll start with Ryan first here. There is the Park and Rec Advisory Board coming up tonight. And this is usually why we have the interview today, because it kind of preempts that.
Yes. Looks like there's a meeting tonight for people if they'd like to show up tonight for the advisory board. So come on over for that.
And that takes place at City Hall 4:30.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you have coming up on the calendar here in the month of February?
We got quite a few things coming up. Like I said, we just had our Hot Shot event for kids, free event this last Saturday. Coming up soon, we got we have a bike safety commuting course class. I guess first and foremost, I'll say we have a social media savvy class, which is something new we're trying this year. Signups have been a little down for that, so hopefully this helps get the word out a little bit for any last-minute registrations. But it's something for families, mainly parents with a child, want to sign up together as a couple. It's $20, and we have it's basically we'll feed you pizza and talk about, you know, social media with kids today. It's just kind of a lunch and learn, but in the evening with pizza and kind of more of a dinner type idea, but it'll be at the Douglas Center February 6th, this Thursday, from 6 to 7:30. So if they want to sign up for that, it needs to happen today or tomorrow to make sure we have enough people for that. But it should be a really good class taught by Jana Thomas with K-State. She does a great job with social media. So and after that, like I said, we got the bike safety commuting course. That'll be in April, actually. Which is kind of a new thing as we're doing as well, which is promoting biking in Manhattan, getting out, learning how to get around town on a bike and how to be safe and how to get certified for that. And then we have our bike swap, our second annual bike swap in March. March 29th is our second annual. We've done it a few years with a pedal type event we do in May, but we've moved it last year. We moved it up in March just so we could Pathfinder helps us out quite a bit with that, and to get more of their maintenance guys to come out and help us with changing tires and fixing bikes up so we can trade them out. It's a fun event. Bring a bike, take a bike. It's for kids who have small bikes that have grown out of those. They can get a bigger bike. It's another free event at the Pavilion on March 29th, and that's on a Sunday from 12 to 4.
All right.
So, and then the last thing I was going to bring up is we do have a core challenge coming up. It's our fourth annual core challenge, Little Apple Corporate Challenge, basically is what kind of a run on words there, kind of a shortened core challenge. So we usually have about 10 to 12 teams for the core challenge, usually about 3 weeks, 17 events stretched over 10 days. A lot of fun. If you have a business that wants to get a team in, I have a couple spots left. Come sign up, and they do a lot of different things, a lot of challenges, a lot of passive and active sports with that, and anybody can participate.
You know, you mentioned the social media workshop here coming up on February 6th. I think that's a good event for a lot of parents, because I don't think, I have a 9-year-old and she gets on online. Sometimes we have to monitor her content.
Sure.
And I imagine this is going to be good education for any parents out there.
It very well be. It's going to be. And it's more about, you know, instead of just being, you know, totally against social media, it's more like collaborating with your child and understanding, working together with them and making it a nice adjustment for them coming into that that point of getting on their phone and getting on a tablet and understanding the do's and don'ts and everything about social media, because it's becoming a big deal, obviously, with kids, and it's a scary time for a lot of kids and a lot of parents. I'm the same way you are. I got a going on a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's going to be a good thing to know what kids are doing, what kids are looking at, and what their what their processes are. So
yeah, there's apps out there I've never heard of and that my kid knows
exactly
about, and that's scary.
It is. So,
all right, Molly, you've got some events coming up including one this week.
Yes, there's one this week we're really excited about. We are hosting the Night to Shine prom for individuals with special needs. This is through the Tim Tebow Foundation. This will be the sixth year that the Tim Tebow Foundation has hosted Night to Shine throughout the country and the world. And this is the first year that Manhattan has the opportunity to host, and we're very excited about that. That will be this Friday from 6 to 9. but the doors will open at 5:30. You can still register. Participants can still register online. They can register at the door. Volunteer registration has closed. We have plenty of volunteers. So if you're anxious to volunteer, definitely keep us in mind for next year. We would love to have you. So this event will have a red carpet. We'll have limo rides. The guest will enjoy hair and makeup touch-ups, shoe shines. Sorry, my headphones fall. a DJ, a fully catered dinner, photo booth, formal photo booth. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, they kind of tighten up there a little bit here.
Got it. Totally lost them.
Well, what a great opportunity here because, you know, this is really to help them make them feel special as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a dress shop, so a lot of the participants were able to come get a free dress. They'll be able to dress up really nice. We'll partner them with buddies to hang out with all night. There's going to be a crowning ceremony, a video message from Tim Tebow, and this is all taking place at University Christian Church Friday. Something else that isn't for participants, but rather for parents and caregivers, we will have a full respite room at University Christian Church with massages, a fully catered dinner, door prizes, games. They'll be able to see the dance floor and watch participants if they choose, but it should be just a really fun, relaxing night for parents and caregivers as well. So no need to register for that. Please just show up. We're going to have plenty of food and drinks, and it's going to be fun.
Very good. And again, that is this Friday, February 7th, and the doors open at 5:30. What are some other things we have coming up? It looks like the ice rink is closing soon.
Yeah, a couple things I want to mention real quick. And you're correct. February 29th is the last day of the ice rink. I want to make sure I put a plug in for Sydney. A lot of good things happen over there. Getting a lot of great participation with ice skating and their lessons they're giving and it's been packed this year. So last day, February 29th. And also my Youth Outdoor Adventure Challenge. This is going to be our third year for doing this. This will be on April 5th this year. It usually sells out really fast. We usually fill up really quick. So we go out to the zip line course out at Wildwood and have a blast with kids anywhere from 5 to 14. Sign up for an obstacle course race. It's about a mile long. It's a lot of fun. Do a lot of good things out there. So come check that out as well. And also Teresa's doing a great job with our Facebook and our social media and our promotion of all of our events. So if you ever want any more information, please go on our Facebook page and Instagram and check out what we got going on events wise and programs wise.
All right. Molly, upcoming senior events?
We do. We have several. The next big one is going to be February 23rd. That is going to be we're taking seniors to see Swan Lake at the Kansas City Ballet in Kansas City. That's going to be really fun. In March 13th, we're partnering with Uncorked Inspiration. They're in Aggieville to do a paint and sip. And then March 24th, we're going back to Kansas City to Sea Life Kansas City Aquarium. And then I forgot to mention when we were talking about special populations, we do have our Valentine's Ice Cream Social coming up on February 15th and a St. Patty's Day Dance on March 14th. Both of those will be in the City Auditorium, and you can register for everything. Seniors and special pops can register online as well.
Yes, people who say there's nothing going on in Manhattan.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And yeah, definitely, like Ryan said, follow us on Facebook. Teresa's posting events daily.
And our website as well.
Our website too.
MHKPRD.com. There's a lot of all of our information is on our website as well. So,
for seniors that are interested in those lifelong rec programs, how do they get involved with that?
Just on our website or in our office, they can come register. We do send out an activity guide to our senior community a couple of times a year. We have a winter, spring one, a summer one, and a fall one. We also work closely with the Riley County Senior Center, so I try to make sure all of our flyers and information and book brochures are there as well. And yeah, definitely check out our website or stop by the office.
Very cool. Small fee associated with that?
Some of them. Things like pickleball are free. All of our trips do have fees. They vary depending on if it's a show and dinner, that kind of thing. So, and some of those are pretty reasonable. So, yeah.
Very good. All right. Anything else before we let you go?
I don't think so. Like I said, just keep checking out what we're doing. We've always got lots of activities going on, a lot of great things at Manhattan Parks and Rec. So just keep checking us out and keep involved, whether you're old, young, whatever. Come check us out and have a good time.
All right. Ryan McKee and Molly Mayberry, thanks for coming out. We'll talk to your colleagues here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.